Good morning again. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. The last 2 weeks we have been talking about a very, very critical topic in our lives, and that is judge yourself. Now, did you know most Christians lack the ability in God, and so most Christians get this into mess after mess after mess, wanting God to get them out, or they move out of God to get out of these character issues or moral or spiritual issues, all the while thinking that God has put them in these issues. Some will just go ahead and continue on in their unfulfilled non-spiritual life while wondering what it takes to really walk with God. Well, if they can come to a place of self-judgment, then they will quickly discover the way God has established to take care of these issues in their lives that are not godly, those issues that are not holy and not spiritual. Oh yes, our sins are forgiven by Jesus by grace through faith, but how are these issues removed from our lives? God does not have a magic wand where he can bonk us all on the head and magically, presto chango, they are gone. Oh no, it takes God's dealing and judgments in our lives to a point where we can see our hearts, we can see our lives, and then we can reach out to him for his strength, to be strengthened with might in the inward man, to be able to judge and banish these areas in our lives, where we can actually feel bad about our transgressions, where we realize what sin has wrought in our lives, in every relationship that we have, and where we truly are devastated to our spiritual condition, and some will even cry. But that is not what happens in most denominational churches. Oh no, what we hear is, now repeat this sinner prayer after me. But where is the sinner's prayer in the Bible? Well, it's nowhere, my friend. This is why I believe the greatest mission field, especially in America, is the denominational church. Last week we also touched on another critical point, to where God desires to be our eternal habitation. And make no mistake, my friend, God is quite fussy about his temple being clean to dwell in. Now, I don't understand it. It is beyond my ability, you know, to understand why God desires not to dwell in heaven or the New Jerusalem or in the cosmos somewhere, but in our heart. In Ephesians 2:21 and 22, Paul tells us God is making us a holy temple where we are fitly framed together with others. Verse 21, in whom all the building, now we are the house of God, we are the building, the dwelling place of God, that is fitly framed together, growth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Verse 22, in whom ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Now, I do not understand it, again, why God desires to dwell in us as an habitation through the Spirit. It is beyond me, but that is what the Bible says. And this is why God wants us to clean up our heart with his strength and his power. He does not want to dwell and will not dwell in unclean, dirty hearts and lives. He wants us to judge ourselves and condemn areas in our lives and separate them from our walk with him. Another critical point we looked at last week was, we are judged of God, so we will not be judged of man and the world. Did you know when you justify yourself before men, you make them your judge? Well, God wants us to judge ourselves with righteous judgments, so he and the world will not have to judge us. Those who do not obey the gospel of God, 1 Peter 4:17, are not going to hear much good here, as we saw last week. But if we judge ourselves, we will be free and brought into great victory over the world and its judgments about us. By the Spirit, we will wade through and lay aside life's many issues. We judge, we separate, we condemn, we sentence them, and then we remove them. We are the judge and we are the jury. Now we are free. We are free from judgment of God to now, so we can reach out and touch those who do not obey the gospel of God while we live in victory. Did you get that? While we live in victory. My friend, victory is for only those who overcome in areas of their heart and in their lifestyle. We have come to judgment. We have laid aside things that are not profitable for God or for us. We can now run the race that is set before us by God. In Hebrews 12 and 1, we read, "Let us lay aside," now notice, "every weight and the sin," so it's weight and a sin, "which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Twice in this verse we read, "Let us," not "God will make us," but "let us lay aside every sin and every weight." Oh no, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to do the laying aside those issues and those character flaws in our lives that easily beset us. Or in the Greek, it says areas that cause us to stumble and fall out of the way God has for us to go. We cannot lay aside every way that the sin which does so easily beset us unless we judge them as unholy or ungodly or unrighteous, even unclean, and then allow God to clear them from our heart and our lives. If judgment first begins with us, we will be able to influence others in the world, and their outcomes will be for the good. But if judgment does not begin with us, then that affects others as well. This is one main reason why the church has not been the influence in the world that it need and could have been. God's intention is for us to be a light set on a hill, shining out into the darkness. Wow. But if there is no self-judgment in the people, how can we be of the light? Oh no, we are not. We are still of the darkness. Now, not too many Christians want to be judged. They don't want to even judge themselves because the process can be painful. It is easier to be of the darkness and just roll along with the world. Most Christians live all of their lives with all of this stuff hanging on them, expecting God through His Spirit to separate them, to judge them, to condemn them, and to sentence them, but that's not the way that God works. He gives us that responsibility and the duty to do this. God expects, He is counting on us to clear these areas in our lives. This is His intention for our lives. We are to judge ourselves. In 1 Corinthians 6:2, Paul shares these amazing words with us, very amazing words. 2, "Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters?" Verse 3, "Know ye not that ye shall judge angels?" Not just the bad ones, but the good ones also. "And how much more things that pertain to this life?" Wow. We believers shall judge the angels. Maybe you will judge Michael or Gabriel. Who knows? One thing for sure, the believer who gets the honor to judge Michael or Gabriel or others will have gotten that honor not because they prayed for X amount of time, or they spoke in tongues for so long, or they gave so much money to the church, or maybe because they had an international Bible teaching ministry. Oh no. They will get that honor because they have qualified for it. God has given them the responsibility, and they have a sense now of judgment and righteousness in them by God, and He knows He can now trust them to judge righteous judgments. But I wonder where the believer learned how to judge angels. Maybe God got out His magic wand again and bonked him on the head. But no, that's not the way God works. The believer learned how to judge angels when they first learned how to judge themselves. What I'm saying is, if we do not learn how to judge ourselves, then we will never be able to come to a place of self-judgment to where we can judge the world or the angels. We will not be free to move and touch lives with the life of Christ, even in the smallest matters. Why? Because within us is such a poor representation of the life of Christ. There's no influence there. We have a nasty mouth, or our attitudes and thoughts are, you know, just nasty. We have a temper which hinders people from seeing the glory of God. We have no integrity, no faithfulness, which are two of God's main characteristics He's looking for and looking to build in us. A true story. A few years ago, I was in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, at a Beholding His Glory Pastor's Leadership Conference that was only for Christians. Let me say that again, only for Christians. We had about 4,000 to 5,000 folks. In the morning, I would get up and sit on the stoop in the cool of the day, and I would watch a bunch of these eagles fly from nest to nest. Well, the week went on, and it was the last night of the conference, and my host pastor leaned over and he asked me, he said, "David, would you pray for people with HIV? Well, now remember, this conference was just for Christians. So I said, "Well, yes, I would be honored." So I bowed my head, and the pastor, and I will not use his name for security reasons, told the crowd what was going to happen. And so I thought, there should not be a lot of Christians coming forward, because after all, this is for Christians. Then suddenly I heard this deafening rumble. The stairs were made of aluminum, and as they walked in unison forward, the place began to roar. And as the people drew near, I looked up, and there must have been 2,500 plus coming down to the front. Just then the Lord spoke to me and said, "These Christians coming forth have not been as faithful as those eagles I showed you in the morning." My friend, we must judge ourselves. We must come to a place of self-judgment. Amen. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a wonderful day today and that the Word of God has changed your life. And I look forward to speaking with you all next week. Amen.